And one way that I can love him and love the world beyond my four walls is to express that same gratitude in a way that maybe somebody else can hear it and say something like, hey, you know, today I saw this and it brought me joy. What is bringing you joy? Start the conversation to where maybe there's, you know, a firework here and a firework there and another firework down there. And the darkness just gets a little bit brighter in our world. Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
Fourth chair friends, we are coming to you and it's July. How did that happen? So if you are in America, happy 4th of July. If you're in a different country listening, we love you too and hope that you are celebrating somehow this week. And so we are going to focus on what might seem like an unusual topic, which is gratitude. And we are doing that in partnership with KLRC, who is our podcast family. And we thought about how when you shoot fireworks, they show up best in the dark. Mm. And so we have been in a dark time as a country, as a world, as individuals. And so we wanted to just pause and say, in this dark time, we are going to look for some light. We're going to look for some sparks of hope.
Yeah, so good. Well, today's confession question is, what sparks of hope are you grateful for right now? And this would be a great conversation to have as a family. It would be a great conversation to have with your friendship group. I think that when we begin to look for the sparks of hope in darkness, maybe all those little sparks of hope together make it just a little bit brighter. Mm-hmm. For those in your home and those in your community. So, ladies, what sparks of hope are you grateful for right now?
I'm super grateful for seeing the goodness in humanity right now. There's so many things that are going wrong in our world. Mm-hmm. But when I see a community coming together, so I'm trying to focus on the good things that I'm seeing where people are rallying around one another, how we're doing that in our neighborhoods and our churches, where we had to do church differently, where we realize it's not about walls at all, but it's about being the church. I think the sparks of hope that I'm seeing right now the most in my life is just seeing the goodness that's still there and people who are just loving each other well in the season.
Yeah. I had a spark of hope yesterday. I was watching my church online because we're still doing online church. By the time that this airs, they will have opened up and doing it a little bit differently. But in the midst of the peaceful protest and all that is going on, the staff at our church came together and put out a announcement that says, biblically, this is how we are to love each other. Mm. And biblically, as a church, if we stay quiet, if we remain quiet, we miss the opportunity to love like Jesus did. And I didn't know how badly I needed that until I heard it. Because first of all, it made me thankful, spark of hope, light, that I am part of the body of Christ that says, you may not agree with me. You may have some long-held prejudices that you're working through, or maybe you just think that what we're about to say doesn't make sense to you at all. But biblically, we are called to love each other. And here's some tangible ways that we can do that with our brothers and sisters in Christ around the nation, around the world. And it was a huge spark of hope. And then one after another, I started seeing other churches and believers and people who have these places of influence with the gospel of Christ coming out and saying, here, this is one way we can love each other well right now. And I've got to tell you, it just brought hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think I am grateful for the spark of hope of laughter.
Yeah.
I can tend to take things pretty seriously and myself pretty seriously. And it's been fun to connect with people through laughter. Like yeah. my daughter Lavelle and I, when this started, my job was to send her a Chuck Norris coronavirus meme every day. So they would say stuff like, Chuck Norris was exposed to the coronavirus. The virus is now in quarantine for 2 weeks.
Love it.
Or like I was telling y'all, my friend sent me a little picture from the old movie Back to the Future, and Doc's sitting in the car that's the time machine, and he's telling Michael J. Fox, whatever you do, don't set it to 2020. And then I found this little thing on Amazon for my mama. It was a happy pill, and when you press it, it laughs.
Are we going to get to hear it?
Yes, I was going to see if I could make it play.
I'm excited.
Okay, are you ready? This is what it does when you press its belly.
That's the best thing ever.
So I sent it to her, and my daddy held up the phone when she opened the, box, and she's now shared it with my little nephew and niece. And so, sometimes that's what I think we need is just pause and have the gift of laughter. Yeah. And that's something I want to keep. I think I want to make a very serious resolution to laugh really hard at least once a day from now on.
Yeah. I love fireworks, but not up close. Like I don't want to be the one lighting, the fuse, but I love being able to see them go off in the sky. And I love the color and the sound and the beauty of that. And laughter brought this to mind. I wish that I could show them our behind the scenes boxers, but I can't because it wouldn't be appropriate. But some of the hardest places, Holly especially, would send something and it would just cause me to laugh.
Oh my goodness. She can be so funny.
Inappropriately funny. Yes. Which is
that's why it's so funny, because you don't expect it. So there's sparks of hope and there's sparks of naughty, and Holly's got a little of that in her.
But I love it because I would be sitting there and I would be laughing, and now every time that I get the little sound on my phone, Richard wants to keep stuff. He's what'd they say? You can't see that one.
That's for girls only.
Yeah, that's so funny.
The girls' slumber party talk.
Yeah.
But I was thinking too, what was the quote you read from James earlier about connection and protection?
You can't have connection and protection at the same time.
Yeah, I'm just thinking laughter. When you laugh with someone, your guard is down.
Yes.
It is.
It's true. There's vulnerability. Yep. I don't even know what that is because I never thought about it until just now. But there's something about that when you laugh with someone, your guard is down.
Right.
Yeah. You're in that moment together.
But think about the scriptures about laughter is medicine. And think about all the things that is toxic in our world. So when we laugh, and I think with watching Susie go through breast cancer surgery, I'm normally the joker. I'm usually the one who's being shady and saying things.
But your empath came out.
Yes. So I don't know what to do. So for her to be funny like that, it makes me relax and go, okay, we're all okay. This is hilarious. What she is saying is so crazy. But Susie needs to laugh. And so it just, for me, it really helps me knowing that, it just brings it back around to hope.
Yeah.
You know?
It does. I have screenshots.
Oh, no.
Man. Look, that's incriminating evidence for sure.
I think, too, laughter is kind of an expression of faith. Because you said, it is a way of saying, yes, things are bad, but we're going to be okay. Things aren't so bad that we can't laugh about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I talked in our last podcast about how this is impacting the littles in our world. And, I think that sometimes we forget to laugh around those that are little.
Yeah.
And I have had some real belly laughs lately that have just rocked my world with my littles, because they also like to have observations. And they're from a 4-year-old or a 6-year-old or an 8-year-old, you know, point of view. And it's not just about that. It's about everything. And I think that when we laugh with them, that they look to us and think, huh, okay, maybe the world's going to be okay after all.
Mm-hmm. I'm safe.
I'm safe. Mama's still laughing.
Yeah,
it's heavy. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, I can't go to school. Yeah, I don't get to see my friends, but my mama's still laughing.
Mm-hmm. And that's truly what makes them feel better, really.
Yeah.
So, and thinking about like what helps you stay grateful and what, like, how are you chasing hope in this moment?
Yeah, I think it's intentional. I want to be a noticer of things that bring me joy. And often they're little. And really, we're in a time right now, if we look at a silver lining in the last several months that we've been in, we've kind of been forced to find what matters versus what doesn't.
Right.
You know, because a lot of things have been put on hold. So all those pressure-packed activities and all the things that filled your time are not the same. Mm-hmm. I have found that the things that cause me joy are things that I actually allowed pressure to overshadow before this.
Yes.
And so become a noticer of joy. What brings me joy? What makes me laugh?
Yeah.
You know?
And I think knowing sometimes it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
You know, that like, you know, I was prepping for this and there are a few moments when I was like, I don't feel grateful. I feel grouchy. I don't want to talk about
this. Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to talk about this. And so, you know, and that's why I think, too, some of those funny things are helpful because I can sort of borrow that joy for a few minutes. And once I watch a few pet videos, I feel grateful again.
Yeah.
You know, or like there have been times I've gone out for a walk in the morning and listened to, you know, worship music and just said, God, like, I can't pray right now. I don't have any words, so I'm going to borrow someone else's until I feel better. And so I borrow some musician's words until I feel better.
Yeah.
And that really helps. And I think that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, or reading. You know, like my brain is in the bad anxiety place and I just need to go read and you borrow someone else's words until like I can sort myself out again. And so knowing that, too, that like, one, it's OK to not feel grateful all the time or not feel hopeful all the time. And two, that it's all right to sort of borrow from whatever other resources are available to sort of carry you back to that place.
You know, I Richard did something yesterday that was seemingly small, but I noticed that he does a lot of seemingly small things that add up. And so I stopped him and I said, hey, I just need you to know, like, I notice that you did this and I noticed that you did this. And I just want to thank you because I'm really grateful for that. Like, I'm grateful for your kindness. I'm grateful that you're attentive. And he was like, what? Well, that wasn't anything big, but it was to me. And so I think it's also important that we notice because we tend to sometimes look at those small things and take them for granted.
Yeah.
So I think one thing that we can do is call out those people who are doing things that are seemingly small, but they make life easier and better and sweeter, and say to them, hey, you may not think this is big, but it's really big to me. And I just want you to know that.
Yeah. Oh, and thinking about what's been beautiful about this messy season is simplicity, like just kind of scaling way back.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, when you're talking about like, I'm not grateful, I'm grouchy. Yes. Like these people expect me to feed them 3 times a day. Like what in the world? And so I felt like, and I've enjoyed, I've learned how to, like, I can cook. I didn't know that. So that's been really fun. So I'm trying these new things. I'm making some really cool things. I'm even taking pictures of my food right now, which is ridiculous, but I'm doing it and you better like it. But the thing is, my daughter has stepped in and she just started making us lunch.
Yeah.
And that's a spark of gratitude going, like, I did not realize like how great that was to have someone bring me food. Like what? You know, because I'm doing a lot of serving, which I love, But it's been 3 months of like waiting on, you know, so I've had to like, I've been going to the table with my plate first. I'm like, I'll make it, but you serve yourself, you know? But so I think that like just doing those little things that, you know, just remind you to like rest, or letting someone else do something for you. That's some sparks of gratitude right there.
Yeah, I'm thinking when the pandemic ends that we need to have dinner.
Yeah.
Jennifer's house.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Like brunch. I'm really good at making crepes right now. Strawberry and Nutella crepes is like my go-to
there
right now. So
you
got it. We'll do it.
That sounds like a great next step. Yeah. That's going to be our
strawberry
next step.
Crepes.
Yes, crepes are our practical step. So do we have any others? Any other practical steps? We've actually talked about a lot of practical things this time. But
I think we did.
Is there anything that we've left out that will help us look for gratitude?
Well, I just want to maybe express that gratitude beyond the four walls of my home, because we live in a world that's dark right now.
Yeah.
And every time that I am praying right now about what to do, the Lord brings me back to love me, love each other. And one way that I can love Him and love the world beyond my four walls is to express that same gratitude in a way that maybe somebody else can hear it and say something like, hey, you know, today I saw this and it brought me joy. What is bringing you joy? Start the conversation to where maybe there's, you know, a firework here and a firework there and another firework down there. And the darkness just gets a little bit brighter in our world.
I like that. Yeah. And I had a rhythm actually in place before this. That's how I start my day, is I write a little one-page gratitude prayer.
Yeah.
And I do that for spiritual purposes, but also the research shows whatever we think about first thing in the morning, it sort of turns our brains to that channel.
Wow.
You know?
That. Yeah.
And
that's,
so
that's our step.
There's
right there.
Your step.
It
right
primes
there.
Our minds. Yeah. And it's literally, it can be 5 minutes, you know, and it's really boring stuff. You know, thank you God for toilet paper. Right. I mean, all the things that we have suddenly realized not. And I tend to look back over the day before and say, thank you for things in that day. Because for some reason, I'm better able to reflect after a good night's sleep and then look back.
Yeah.
That's and good. So that's been helpful to me. I've been doing that probably a couple of years now.
I said thank you the other day for some friends who texted and said, hey, we were making hot rolls from scratch. Mm. Okay.
I saw
all
those.
The quarantine things.
I saw those rolls.
That sounds so good.
I had roll envy.
And they said, can we drop by, stand 6 feet from you, put them on the ground, and you take this pan of hot rolls right out of the oven. I'm like, yes. And I think about, this is not a couple who had ever been to my home before, but they were praying and said, Lord, while we're making these hot rolls, we're going to double the batch. Will you tell us someone that you want to tangibly love right now with hot rolls?
I love that.
And they wrote a beautiful note on a blue card, you know, dropped it on our door. We ended up standing outside and talking for 30 minutes about the goodness of God. Mm. You know, it opened this beautiful conversation. And I'm telling you, there were fireworks going off all over, sparks of hope all around all of us. And it started with that question, Lord, how can I, with what I'm doing right now, this everyday thing, which for me, making hot rolls is not an everyday thing, but how can I turn around and bless someone by doing this? It was beautiful.
And for all of you, now that you know I'm semi-naughty, I'm fighting the urge to make a Susie and her hot buns joke. So, this is the kind of thing they have to deal with.
It so, is the
there
kind
you go. Because I know you're all wondering, like, what exactly does Holly say? That would be it. Something like that.
So, yeah.
So, next week we're going to do No One's Gonna Steal My Joy. And, like, that needs this finger snap with that.
Yes. And something that makes me want to set off all kinds of fireworks is that Jennifer has launched a new business.
Woo, woo.
Yes.
Yay.
I will tell you, I was at a writing group and we were having a Q&A time and someone raised their hands and I was expecting some publishing, writing, editing question. And instead, this lovely woman said, can Jennifer please give us a demo of how she does her eyeshadow?
Yes. we need to put that video out because it's hilarious. Because I had like we'll do a double shot of espresso. So I kept saying, okay. And I don't know why my first thing was like, I'm going to draw a picture of someone's eye. It did not go over well, but we ended up, but they were all like taking notes. So it was super funny. But I love helping people find a breakthrough in insecurity. So really it's ideas, image, purpose, image consulting. Like just, I want to help you style your life to reflect the real you. And there's so many fun ways to do that. And so on my website, JenniferReneeWatson.com. You can find little things, little fun things that I can do to kind of help you just feel really good about yourself. I love that kind of thing.
They can also consult with you, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So some of the things that I'm doing, like capsule wardrobe, quick makeovers, none of us have the time. I get ready super fast. So just really kind of taming it down, because a lot of people have fear when they're going to a business meeting or going to these different places. They're like, what am I going to wear? What am I going to do for this? So I love kind of taking that fear out of it and making it fun for people.
Yeah. And I love that you are always looking at the inside first.
Yes.
And then how to make that show on the outside. Yes. And yes, I've called Jennifer my personal style consultant for years. I think I should get like a most improved award, or maybe she should get the most improving award because she's helped me out so much. Yeah. So that's a big firework for me. Yeah. So we hope this week that you will look for sparks of hope in your world too. And we would love to hear about those on the More Than Small Talk Facebook page, and go see Jennifer too.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on klrc.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.